AOV30秒。咁頭先嗱啱啊，喺阿 KY 未走之前咧，頭先剛才阿 Ivan 小主席咧就話以後嗰個 Water Taxi 嗰個項目咧，就希望交由 Waterland Interface 嗰個 Task Force 度跟進嘅嚇。咁、我覺得都係一個合理嘅要求嚟嘅咁嚇。好，咁 AOV 阿 Paul。
First of all, the papers and presentations are incredibly detailed today, and we had no chance to go through them before the meeting. And I think the meetings, this will be a minimum of a week. And also, I mean, a lot of the information is only in the presentation. I mean, I think it is not a responsible way for us to manage the meeting. So I think it's got to be a requirement to any of these meetings that all the papers are going to be available in a minimum of a week.And if there's an extreme circumstance, at least 3 days. But if it's less than 3 days, we shouldn't even hear them. There's one issue that I have, but it's not specifically for this commission, but for this meeting, but for the commission as a whole. If there's going to be nominations for a chair, and there should be declarations of interest taken of those people that are nominated, and I think that should be dealt with before the meeting, not just...ask in the meeting whether there are nominations, unless I've missed your email, but I don't think I've received an email asking for nominations. And I think it should be appropriate that our members are asked for nominations well in advance, before the meeting, not at the meeting.
Okay.
I think it's an inappropriate way of dealing with it, but I have no objection to Ivan, but I just want to deal with the process here. I think we have a better process that we could follow.
明白。So, any response from Rosalyn? Regarding...meeting and rules of electing the chair.
Chair, according to the house rules of the HC, it has been prescribed that a member shall elect among themselves a chairman for each panel. Although there hasn't been any further details on how this should be run, we'll take note of Paul's recommendations and we'll go back and see how this could be better arranged next time.
Okay, thank you. So thank you very much for attending this meeting. 好，今日散會。